Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications, and our guest on this week's episode is Greg Keel, the Assistant Athletic Director for External Relations and Fan Experience here at South. Greg, appreciate your taking the time to visit with us this week.
Appreciate you having me.
That title that I just gave is new and came along as part of department reorganization here just at the start of the academic year. Before that, the official title is Director of Ticket Sales, Donor Relations. What would you say has been your typical job description the last few years until the new responsibilities came along?
Sure. The job, in a nutshell, before this latest round of promotions was there anything ticketing. So whether it was ticket sales, ticket operations, our parking lot for all of our donors was involved in that. But primary job function was to increase revenue and to make sure our ticketing operation was as sound as it could be for all of our five ticketed sports.
And then now that we've come along in August and you've added this fan experience title, what additional duties have you taken on this semester as we've moved forward?
What additional duties haven't I taken on is the question. No, it's really fun. It's a challenge. It's all in-game promotions. It's anything a fan can touch from the second they think about buying a ticket or coming to an event all the way until after the event is open. One thing I've really focused on this fall with football is pregame and in-game music and our game script. So Lloyd Myers does a great job for us, and I just kind of go in and edit that on the back end and make sure we're ready to go for game day.
So for folks out there who, I'm sure a lot of them know you because you've contacted them as part of your ticket duties and handling accounts here in the past, but for those who don't, why don't you take us through a typical day in the office, what that entails for you, kind of how you move around, who you see, how much time you spend doing what different tasks?
Sure. Well, as you know, in college athletics, no day is ever the same. I think we're more putting out fires than anything on a normal daily basis. But within the course of a 8-9 hour workday, which also isn't valid for college athletics, you're looking at, let's look at football season for example. You may come to the office, you're seeing what was sold yesterday, you're getting your sales staff prepared for what's coming the day before, you're reaching out to your operations side, making sure they're good to go for an upcoming home or away game, and then you change hats and you go to a marketing side. Is the game script done? What are our promotions? Do we have everything down at LAD? Because we have to travel all of our stuff down to LAD. Do we have everything at LAD that we need to for the upcoming game? And so it's a full day. It was a full day before the change in August, and now it's continued to be a full day, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
And then outside of the office, you know, what do you tend to focus on when you are at an event? And how many events a year would you guess at that you actually go to and work?
Easily over 100 events a year at home. I'm fortunate enough to also travel to most football away games. I'm not at every one, but most of them. And really at our home events, I'm focused more on the operations. What's a fan seeing from when they arrive, where they park, how they buy tickets? What's it feel like? What's it sound like? What does it smell like, as Dr. Erdman likes to say? So I've really got my hand in anything that a fan can see, trying to make our experience the best it can be, because we understand that there's a lot of options for our customers, for our fans, and we want them to choose us.
If you had to pick one aspect of what you do daily. What's your favorite part of the job?
It's actually something I just took over. I kind of like trying to orchestrate the pregame and in-game music. We're not perfect by any means. We're getting there, but we're not perfect. And it's not just throwing songs together in a playlist and say, hey, play this, but trying to figure out where words and songs and different motivational phrases and songs fit into a normal pregame. Because there's a fine balance between what the fans want to hear, that 20 minutes of what the kids want to hear, which is definitely not what the fans want to hear, and just trying to mesh all of that together to create a dynamic that has everybody excited for whenever it's kickoff, it's tip, or it's first pitch, whatever it may be, whatever sport we're playing.
If there was one aspect of the job that you could change, what would that be?
I don't know if there's an aspect I would change. You and I have had conversations about this in the past. We're very fortunate that we work in college athletics. At the end of the day, it's a game. We take it very seriously, very serious. We're serious about what we're doing, but it's a game and it's supposed to be fun. I can't say there's an aspect or something that I'd circle on a piece of paper to say, change this one thing because I don't like it.
That is a great political answer. So if anything doesn't work out in December, I hear there's an opening. Maybe you can fill that gap.
I'd appreciate your vote.
Is there one thing maybe you wish that people outside the department knew you were doing, you were working on, you were handling that sometimes you might get emails and phone calls about, and if you didn't get them, it'd be taken care of and you could move on to the next task?
I think that's parking. And football being the beast that it is, we outsource our parking to a new group this year called the Legacy Group, and sometimes there's a disconnect between that's a third-party company that's at LAD and people associate that with LAD, and we want to hear all feedback we can. I joke around with people that I'm the assistant AD of complaints on Monday mornings after home football games, but we want to hear that. We want to hear criticisms. We want to hear praise. Hey, what are we doing right? What are we not doing right? But that's the biggest thing. That group, that third-party group that helps us out for football, is contracted by South Alabama. I'm not sure if a lot of people understand that. And I have ultimate oversight over that. And so when something goes wrong or if something's right, that needs to probably come to me so we can alleviate a bad situation or give them praise when something good happens.
If there were, by chance, a high school student, college student listening to this, and they in their mind they have an interest in getting not just in athletic administration but into ticket operations, into game day experience, inter donor relations, the things that you've dealt with here in your time at South, what one thing would you tell them they would need to focus on, or what would you tell them that they need to do or have on their resume to be prepared to enter your field?
You've got to have experience in college. You can't just get the degree and not have experience. So you've got to find your ticket guy, find your marketing guy at your local athletic department and say, I want to volunteer or I want to be a student assistant. Some schools pay for student assistants. Some schools it's a volunteer basis. I was on a volunteer basis. I did not get paid. But that's the one thing I would recommend is you need to have at least 2 years of experience. So you're at most your junior and senior year while you're completing college is you need to volunteer in your local college athletics department to have that experience. It sets you a little bit apart from all others when you start your job search.
The guest this week on Inside JAG Nation is Greg Keel, Assistant AD for External Relations and Fan Experience. Initially began at South as a ticket account executive in January 2008. So looking kind of back at that time, and this question might make more sense to listeners when I delve back a little further to your college experience, but where'd your interest in ticket operations come from? What led you to get into that aspect of the field to start with?
I'd like to say that my interest in working in college athletics was just as a whole. And of course, there's different subsets. There's what you do on the communication side. There's tickets. There's donor. There's marketing. And I knew I wanted to work in college athletics, or I knew I wanted to work in sports. And a lot of kids have that thing. I want to work in sports. And I knew I wanted to work in college athletics. I like the amateur model. I think it's a little bit more collegiate. Maybe that's because I was raised in the Southeast, and it's a little different beast down here. But I knew I wanted to work in college athletics, and I had some great professors in college that said, 90% of the kids that graduate college, if you're working in sports, it's going to be in sales. Your first job is going to be in sales, and you're going to have to put in the effort. And so that's kind of where I got started. I think I had all options open. I had, you know, assistant director of marketing positions I applied for, but ultimately this was the one that came to fruition for me, and boy, am I glad it did.
Now, you did work 2 years as a student assistant at Georgia Southern, where you earned your undergraduate degree, and did a semester as an intern after you got your degree. Wasn't quite in sales, marketing, ticket ops. So was there something that you did that intern year that kind of to set you up that you think led them to look at your resume here at South Alabama and say, you know, we can take this is someone we want to have on our staff. We think they can do the job.
Sure, and I'll go back a little further. When I was hired at South, a consultant named Matt DeFebo with the DeFebo Company was the consultant here at South, and they were starting football, so they were also starting a sales staff to go sell football to the South Alabama community, to the Mobile community and surrounding areas. And you're right, my experience in college was athletic operations, so more of setting up and breaking down and all the behind the scenes stuff. But the one thing that I think set me up for it was A, yes, I already had 2 years of experience just working in college athletics and understanding how things worked. But two, it also gave me some interpersonal skills, the ability to talk to people, to be comfortable asking people for stuff, and so that's kind of those 2 years just working in athletics and understanding how different things operated, even though I wasn't in the Georgia Southern ticket office per se, kind of set me apart when in my opinion, when Matt started looking through resumes and say, hey, who are these? And I was one of four. Who are these four people that we want to bring in at South Alabama to try to kick this thing off?
You got your degree in sport management. There was a minor in business administration. You know, some people kind of go through their first couple years of college figuring out what program they want to be in. When did you know the sport management track was something that you wanted to follow?
It was so much the track I wanted to follow, I changed schools because of it. Out of high school, I was originally accepted to the University of Georgia, and I spent my freshman year there. What a great year that was. And not due to, as we've talked, not due to grades or anything, but the University of Georgia decided at that time that they were going to shut down what was their sports studies track, and that juniors and seniors were able to go ahead and finish, but freshmen and sophomore would have to find something else. And I knew I wanted to be in sports, and Georgia Southern already being home for me, being from Statesboro, Georgia, I transferred back for my sophomore year. So, yes, I knew I wanted to work in it enough that I changed schools.
Well, I mean, I guess really then at some point in high school, you must have said to yourself that I want to be in the business side of it for you to choose that program at Georgia?
Yeah, absolutely. Like most kids growing up, or maybe most kids growing up, you know, played sports year round, and knew that this was kind of a career path I wanted to get myself into. Was being on, if I couldn't play in the game, I wanted to be behind the scenes of it.
What did you do to get that job as a student assistant with game operations at Georgia Southern?
Brian, I literally walked in to the athletic operations office and said, hi, my name's Greg Hill, I'd like to volunteer. you'd be amazed with just walking in the office and saying, I'm willing to give you my services for free in exchange for experience. And 2 weeks later, I was hired. And it was unique in that my boss was a year older than I was and was a GA at Georgia Southern when she got the job. So it was kind of three or four of us, including the boss, learning how it all operated at the same time together.
Probably not necessary on the resume anymore, but when you started sending those resumes out, what were the bullet points? What were the job responsibilities they gave you as a student assistant?
Sure, it was all game day setup. So at Hanner Fieldhouse is similar to Jack Gym. So you had to pull out bleachers, you had to set up all the chairs. I ran the volleyball operations during the course of the first season I worked in athletic operations. And then I really kind of stuck because I was the guy that volunteered to run the baseball scoreboard at every home baseball game for 3 years. And they looked at me crazy when I said, hey, I'll do it at every game. They were kind of like, you sure you want to commit to every home baseball game? I said, yes, I'm a baseball guy, so I'll commit. And that's kind of where I got my start.
Now, I don't know. I mean, I imagine as a college graduate who's working as an intern, full-time work is obviously appealing. You probably had more than one application out there at that time, but what about the position at South appealed to you that you were like, when they offered it, you were like, nah, done deal, I'm moving.
The great story with this is when I applied for the position, the way it was put on the NCAA.org website was for Central Florida. Matt DeFebo, the gentleman that I talked about earlier, was associate AD there, but he was kind of at the forefront of this ticket sales revolution that you've seen in the past decade, with experience with the Seattle Sonics, Supersonics, and with the Tampa Bay Rays, and so when it was published, it was for Central Florida, and you know I'm looking to go, hey Orlando, and it was coming off the year, I believe his name was Kevin White, was a dark horse Heisman candidate, a running back, and I said I can sell that, and when he called me for the first time, he said, hey, we got your resume, we're very interested in you, but it's not for Central Florida, it's for South Alabama. And I love this place. I've been here a decade now, but I was like, I have no clue. All right, Mobile. Okay, I figured out where it's at. Looked up some, don't play football, looked up some basketball history and some baseball. Hey, this is a very good baseball program. I've had some moments in basketball. And I said, okay, I'm in. And over the course of a phone interview and an in-person interview, got the job. Came down here on a Saturday in early January, found an apartment, went back to Statesboro, packed up my stuff, and came here. And literally 3 weeks after I graduated from Georgia Southern, I moved to Mobile, Alabama, and I've been here since.
You know, I think it's amazing when you think about it, because I probably not all that often that you can say that you got a job you didn't technically apply for.
This is true. This is true.
So you come in winter of 08, ticket account executive, and then in May of 11, you were promoted to the director of ticket sales. When a good friend of ours, Brad Sexton, took a job with IMG, if I remember it right.
Correct. He went to the Greenville Drive for a year for minor league baseball, and he was from Greenville, South Carolina, yeah. and then moved on to IMG Learfield.
I knew it wasn't long after that, but I do know that he was the one that departed. In your estimation, what do you think was the key to earning the promotion?
First, let me talk about Brad. You know, I wouldn't be here where I am today without him and his mentorship over the time he was here. He and Matt, but I want to say going back to just interpersonals, because I don't think I've ever met anybody I don't like. I hope nobody dislikes me, but I can literally sit down in front of somebody new, and it's like I'm talking to my buddy that I haven't seen in a couple years. I'd be amiss if I didn't talk about sales numbers. You know, you've got to perform. So interpersonal skills mixed with results at the former position, in my opinion, is what got me the elevation.
I think it's admirable. I don't know that you want to work at a school in the Northeast. I don't know that We grew up quite the same way with that.
It probably doesn't hurt that I say y'all all the time. Or...
Greg Keel is the guest this week on Inside JAG Nation, Assistant AD for External Relations and Fan Experience. Mentioned it earlier, grew up in Statesboro, Georgia. You know, for our listeners out there, what sports were you playing growing up? What interested you most as you were kind of choosing what to play, when sure. to play it?
As a child, I played every sport. So whether it's basketball season, you play basketball, baseball, you play baseball. Football was flag football. But once I got to about seventh grade, I focused in on baseball. That was kind of my key. You know, I was okay in basketball. I wasn't very good at football. But baseball, I could play a little bit. Being left-handed didn't hurt. You know, back in the day, it was, how do you make it to the major leagues? You need to be left-handed, throw 90, and breathe. And I could breathe, and I was a lefty. I just never threw 90. But, yeah, baseball was what I sent around. Pretty much played year-round through high school. Got a couple looks at some JUCOs out of high school, but when the University of Georgia said, hey, you're admitted, I kind of realized that, you know, my baseball talent was okay, but it wasn't fantastic. It was not enough to get a D1 scholarship, and so I was like, oh, I'll just go be a regular student.
We've already talked about somewhere in there in high school when you weren't being recruited, I imagine, is when you were recruited by Division I schools or four-year schools that you figured out, okay, I know how I can stay in athletics. I mean, I imagine one went hand in hand with the other, and that's why, you know, when the Georgia opportunity popped up, there was no hesitation.
Correct, and you know, the one thing I realized is, and those that know me well know me, I'm a baseball guy through and through. So as long as my career path never takes me to work in minor league baseball, and maybe it will. I will watch the random Mariners Athletics 9 p.m. local time game like it's Game 7 of the World Series. So I gotta stay out of minor league ball so I can still continue to watch that.
You know, you said it was the nature of growing up in the Southeast, and I totally understand it because growing up in the Northeast, it was the opposite. Everything's about professional teams and the four major leagues and college athletics is kind of an afterthought. You know, down here with the behemoth, that's another league in our area. I can see where, you know, you're born and raised on college. You ever think about anything from professional sports as a potential option down the road, or you just love the college atmosphere so much that you don't even really think about it?
I think you always keep your options open. It'd be pretty interesting to work for a professional sport franchise, whether it's you know, NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, or maybe the developmental leagues underneath it. I'm gonna be political. You always keep your options open, but I do love working in college athletics. I specifically like working here, obviously, and not so much for our day to day and our great boss, Dr. Erdman. It's Mobile, Alabama. You're on the Gulf Coast. I'm a big believer in location, and my wife loves me because of that. You know,
and just, only that.
Yeah, and only that. But no, you look, and there's a lot of great college athletic departments across the country and big athletic departments across the country, but then you look at where it's located, and for sake of not getting myself in trouble, I'm not going to name any names. But do you want to work there, or do you want to work at South Alabama and Mobile, or do you want to, let's use a conference foe, you want to work in Myrtle Beach or in Conway, South Carolina, right next to the beach for Coastal Carolina? You know, I think, for me personally, location is key to not just the job, and Mobile checked both boxes for me.
You know, if you had to list for listeners, you know, now that you've changed titles, added responsibilities, you know, what short-term goals do you have in the new position you're willing to throw out there that you're focusing on?
Yeah, really all what we're focused on right now is make the game day experience as good as we can. That is my primary focus. We're okay. We're not there yet. We're getting there. But that is the primary focus from the marketing side. Now I got to put on my sales hat and say, obviously, we're always trying to increase revenue. But just in the new responsibilities I've gained in the last couple of months, it's trying to make what happens when the ball is not in play as enjoyable for our fans as possible.
Long-term professional goals. I mean, I obviously you're happy at South, and that's awesome. A lot of people are. But, you know, when you think long-term, you know, what do you see as what you want to do and where you might want to be?
I think if you're in college athletics and you're rising through the ranks, the ultimate goal is always to be the athletic director, to run your own ship somewhere. So I'd have to say that. I understand I'm a few steps away from that, so I'm trying to gain as much experience as I can now. But that's obviously the ultimate goal is to run your own ship somewhere.
You don't have to say that. For the listeners out there, there's no gun to your head. I want that to be perfectly clear.
I once had a professor in college tell me, his name was Dr. Willie Burton. He's passed away, but he was a professor of mine at Georgia Southern that said, "No, son, you do not want to be an athletic director." He goes, "You want to get one of those nice, cushy assistant AD titles." he goes, "You make half the money, but you have half the headaches."
Now, refreshing honesty. We will neither confirm nor deny that, either one of us. Our guest this week on Inside JAG Nation has been Greg Keel, Assistant AD, External Relations Fan Experience. Before we let you go, we need to ask you some non-professional questions so our vast amount of listeners to this episode can know you much better than they already do. So first thing that pops into your mind to the questions I'm about to ask, and the first thing is outside of your 100-plus events and office hours, when you have something resembling free time, what's your favorite thing to do?
This is going to sound crazy. I love yard work. Like, I'm a lawn guy, and also love to play golf. You know, you and I golf. But I've kind of become a lawn guy the last couple of years. I'm getting, you know, I'm going to be that dude when I'm 75 that's get off my lawn. Yep, that's me.
That's great, because I despise that. And now, instead of asking my assistants to do other duties as assigned, I'm going to have you come over.
For a small fee.
Outside of baseball, because I already know the answer, what's your favorite sport?
It's got to be college football.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
As a fan, I attended the SEC championship game, and I'm going to get the year wrong, but Georgia played LSU, so it had to be before the Behemoth started its run, and went with my father-in-law, and that was pretty cool. It's the only one I've ever been into, and it was obviously in the Georgia Dome.
What athletic event is at the top of your bucket list you've never been to but want to go?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'd have to say the Rose Bowl. Well, all the bowls are great, but the Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of them all. Yeah, that's number one for me.
Best vacation you've ever been on?
Went with my wife to Seattle a few years ago, and I know people are probably like, Seattle. Seattle's a really cool place. And so that's the one that kind of pops on my head. My favorite city is Denver. I'm a huge Broncos fan. Love Denver. But Seattle's a pretty cool little place to visit in the summer, not so much in the winter.
Conspicuously missing from said best vacation, young Addison. But she's not going to listen to this podcast. She'll never know. I won't tell her. Dream vacation. Never been. What's the first place you're going to?
Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii. Now my wife wants to go overseas. She wants to do Europe. I was like, well, there's so many places here in the United States I haven't seen, and so I'd have to say Hawaii. You know, missing from that is our beautiful trip to Moscow, Idaho, we did with football a few years ago.
What's your favorite movie?
let's go baseball theme. And you know, I like to have fun and have some satire. I go Bull Durham.
Favorite musical artist?
You told me about this ahead of time, and I'm left. I really don't have one. I hate to say that, but my 6-year-old Addison, that we've now talked about, controls Dad's radio, and so just whatever she wants to hear to, which is actually nice because it allows me to hear songs that I wouldn't normally hear. Trying to figure out pregame, you know, she listens to the adult stuff. I tell my wife, "Are you sure we need to be doing this?" But she'll have control of the radio whenever she's with me. And yeah, so I can't say I got one.
That's a frightening thought. Yeah. I'm going to say SiriusXM baseball broadcasts don't count. Yeah. Now, but I know you listen to a lot of them.
No, I grew, you know, based on where I'm from, the sticks of South Georgia, I grew up listening to country. But nowadays, it's just kind of whatever's on the radio.
And down the line, however many years it takes, when someone out in Hollywood sees, oh my God, there's a dude who admitted before college that he wasn't prepared to play in it and knew he wanted to get in and followed your career path from student assistant to athletic director. So you're going to write the script, make the movie. Mm-hmm. What actor plays the lead role of Greg Keel?
Oh, I'm a baseball guy. It's got to be Kevin Costner, without a doubt.
Young Kevin Costner or the one that's probably going to be like 90 when they make that movie?
The young one.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation has been Assistant Athletic Director for External Relations and Fan Experience, Greg Keel. Greg, appreciate the time. Enjoy your trip home, and please be sure to wear the right colors on the plane in the stadium this weekend.
Yes, let it be known to everyone, Georgia Southern is the alma mater, and I bleed blue because that's where I went to school, but I understand who pays the paycheck. And allegiances do fade as you work longer in different athletic departments, and I understand that the Jags are my team, so go Jags.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on usajaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!